So what did you think about in terms of options for neoadjuvant therapy?
In terms of neoadjuvant therapy, obviously we believe in combination chemotherapy, which would give a better chance than single agent, and we don't use single agent in the situation. In our practice, we always start off with chemotherapy. We don't do chemoradiation upfront. And we give the patients the options of either FOLFIRINOX therapy or gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. Our experience has been that both have comparable chances of resulting in an objective response if you follow the RECIST criteria, reduction of the size of the tumor. Patients are given the pros and cons of each in terms of the side effects, potential side effects. And then we proceed with treatment. We do restage the patient after 2 cycles of treatment, which means approximately 9 weeks after starting the therapy. And then provided that the patient is not having disease progression, in our practice, we continue with another 2 months of treatment. At that point in time, we're more ready to make a decision regarding whether surgery is going to be an option or not. In this particular patient, the surgeon also wanted to have the treatment extended to 6 months because the patient was having a disease response and he wasn't concerned about delaying the surgery. And he also wanted at the end of the 6 months for the patient to have concurrent chemoradiation so that he will have a better chance of having negative margins.
How did he do clinically while he got the neoadjuvant therapy?
The patient tolerated treatment very well. He was someone who was motivated, so for us it was easy to navigate him through the cycles of treatment. He did have, however, neuropathy. That was a complication of the treatment when we were reaching towards the fifth or sixth cycle of therapy. It was neuropathy grade 2, so that was significant for him. But he was someone who did not want to really cut down on the dose or abandon the nab-paclitaxel. But otherwise, he did well. It was not difficult to give him the 6 cycles of treatment prior to surgery. And in fact, in my opinion, that was going to be the length of the time almost to give him the adjuvant treatment if he were someone who had surgery first.
So I'm just kind of curious, if he had been younger, 50 or 60, would you still have given nab-gem neoadjuvant therapy?
I personally, from my own experience, Neil, I don't really have a major distinction between the two regimens because if we look at the data from metastatic disease, I would say that the response rates are pretty comparable with the two regimens, gem nab-paclitaxel or FOLFIRINOX. We will discuss with the patients very thoroughly about the regimens and also the pros and cons of each, especially in terms of toxicity. It is not unusual for patients to choose the one which appears to be having a bit less toxicity. So in my opinion, even in a younger patient, I will give the options of the two, and not infrequently they will choose the one which they perceive as having less toxicity. At this point in time, we can never make the statement that one is better than the other in terms of efficacy or long-term outcome in a situation of neoadjuvant therapy.